Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Let me ask you this. Would you change what you were going to order in a restaurant if you thought that the carbon footprint of that dish was too high? I know it's mad, isn't it? Well, the Hilton Hotels have become the first UK hotel chain to add carbon labels to its menus, all with the help of a green startup. It's called Climato, and they have said that early findings suggest a shift in guest behaviour. See, we're all more conscious than you think. With low and medium footprint dishes proving particularly very, very popular. Well, I need to find out about this. So Anton Unger is the CEO of Climato and joins me on the line now. Anton, hello.
Hello, hello, Jennifer. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Well, you're very, very welcome. Okay, so tell me this. How big is the food industry when it comes to global carbon emissions?
Yeah, so the global food system today stands for about one third of our global greenhouse gas emissions. And this is actually the main reason to why I decided to start Climato, because even though I was quite well read up on sustainability and climate change, I was very surprised when I found out that food was such a big contributor to climate change.
Yes, yes, yes. Did it take you a long time to get this off the ground and get it across the line, so to speak?
Yeah, no, it took a few years. It was a lot of, data and product development, also finding out what the how to present this to the end customer and also consumers. So a lot of tweaking was done during the way.
Okay, okay. And were you working on this full time? And did you have another job on the go? Or how did you manage to get this off the ground?
Yeah, we founded Climato actually when we were still studying. But then from 2019, we worked full time and have been since.
Okay. So how does it all work and how do you work out the carbon footprint of a dish?
Yeah. But let's start maybe with how we develop the climate data that all the calculations are based on. So we have a team of environmental engineers at Climato working on building a climate impact database for food products. And there we use a life cycle analysis method, which means that we look at the climate impact from different stages of a product value chain. Okay. So if we take ground beef as an example, we would consider the emissions emitted when raising the animal, the emissions created from feeding it, from slaughtering and processing the meat to ground beef, and then also transportation from the country of origin to country of consumption.
Okay.
So in sum, we consider what ingredients that are being used in a dish, their country of origins, and if they are organic or not. And by adding those ingredients together, we get the carbon footprint of a dish.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds like a lot of work, but worth it. So how do the menus look then? Are they very different?
The difference from any other menu is that customers using Climato present the carbon footprint next to each dish. Along with explanatory information about where the data comes from and what it means.
Okay.
And this is then done to promote sustainable menu items.
Okay. So, Anton, so let's say I go into a Hilton hotel and I order a steak, okay? And I want the steak on the menu. Mm-hmm. What is there a number? Is there a grid? Is it like a 1 to 10 system? What would indicate that that has high carbon emissions?
So we give the actual number of kilograms of CO2. So if you would have a steak at Hilton, you could see that it is likely contributing to around 6 or 7 kilograms of CO2, that steak.
Okay.
But then we also provide information on this is a low impact meal, medium impact meal, or high impact meal to give you some help in understanding those numbers.
Gotcha. Yeah. Are there any dishes that would surprise us as to how high or low the carbon footprint is?
Dishes with red meat all have a high carbon footprint. So to put the climate impact of a beef burger in perspective, it would be equivalent to driving around 25 kilometers in a petrol car. If we look at the chicken burger, on the other hand, it would have a 7 times lower carbon footprint compared to the beef burger. And the burger with a vegan patty would have a 10 times lower climate impact compared to the beef.
Bloody vegans. Always getting it right. Okay. so what would be one of the lowest? You mentioned a chicken burger, but on a menu, what would you say would be the, is it the vegan dishes, I suspect?
Yeah, vegan dishes will always have the, or is most likely to have the lowest climate impact. I would say, yeah, soy is an ingredient with a surprisingly low carbon footprint.
Good to know.
Only 0.5 kilograms of CO2 per kilogram of soy. So it's, yeah,
that's
a lot better
well.
than
yeah.
beef.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Okay, so just in context of carbon footprints, how does, let's say, my steak compare to, let's say, driving a car?
Yeah, so 25 kilometers, something like that, would be the equivalent in driving.
25 kilometers?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, that's huge. I wasn't expecting that answer. That is huge. Okay, that is...
Yeah.
Okay, so this is really an important step in working towards a more environmentally friendly, you know, planet and system. That, you know, I mean, the Hilton Hotel, it's great that you have them on board in the UK, right? They've become the first to add carbon labels to its menus at scale. Do you work with any in Ireland at the moment?
Not within Hilton, no, but you'll find Climato on the Aviva Stadium in Dublin.
Ooh.
And also in a few employee canteens,
okay.
But hopefully in more hotels and restaurants soon.
You're doing great work. Fair
Thank
play
you.
To you. If people want to find out more about what you do and where you are and that kind of stuff, where can they go?
So people are more than welcome to contact us through our website, climato.com, and also to follow our journey on LinkedIn, where we post a lot of updates and interesting facts within sustainability in the food sector.
Okay. Do you mind me asking, where in the world are you based? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm based in Sweden.
Okay.
So I apologize for my Scandinavian accent.
Oh, we love it. Sorry, a lot of people texting
I do
in.
My best.
They're loving the accent. Has Sweden
right.
this time of year extremely Christmassy with Christmas markets and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Christmassy, dark and cold.
Dark and cold.
Also cozy.
Yeah, dark and cold and cozy. A bit like Ireland. Brilliant. Okay. Anton, thank you so much. Amazing work that you're doing. And I really hope that there's Irish companies listening that will get in touch with you and get on board with this because you're doing great work. And I thank you again for coming on the show. There we go. That is Anton Unger, CEO of Climato, a green tech startup on a mission to transition the food industry into becoming more sustainable. What do you make of that? That was cool, wasn't it? Back after this.